The pandemic and a partially shut down economy hasn't stopped Valentine's Day or dating in general. Even while people scramble to get a vaccine appointment, romantics are planning something special. And some people who began the pandemic single have found love, surprisingly, they say. New England Public Media's Jill Kaufman reports.
Laura Fattoruso has been on OkCupid since before the pandemic.
I think I was on OkCupid since 2010. So, not continuously.
I think I rejoined in March.
Fattoruso and Bigasu Sumer met in April 2020.
Yeah, I'm surprised that this, I wasn't expecting this to work out so well, yeah.
Me neither.
Yeah. From the beginning, they really hit it off conversationally.
We spoke on the phone for several hours every night for several weeks, getting to know each other before we had met in person.
Over 4 weeks, they learned they shared a sense of humor. They swapped stories about being UMass Amherst graduate students. Sumer talked to Fattoruso about his PhD work in political science. Fattoruso is pursuing her PhD in geoscience.
I was just enjoying the fact that there's someone who wants to talk about tectonic plates to me, but also knows more than I do. So I'm tell me more.
After that first month of really getting to know each other, they had a socially distanced date outside.
And so then when we did meet in person, it felt higher stakes than normal.
Definitely. Yeah, it was different. So the only other thing that then to me that was remaining was just to be responsible, because there's lots of COVID anxiety inducing situations that involve scenarios around dating.
Get your minds out of the bedroom. Sumer is also talking about getting to know someone through their friends. And in the pandemic, that meant watching Star Trek Deep Space Nine together with Fattoruso's friends.
Over Zoom.
Over Zoom.
Yeah.
Not in the same space. And that was an okay substitute to actually meeting people.
The pandemic has forced most people to slow down the pace of getting to know a future partner. Some are getting tested before they meet. Everyone has a different comfort level, says matchmaker Lainey Delphin. One client in the past year wanted to meet someone in person immediately.
But a lot of people didn't want to do that right away. But he did find someone. They're risk takers, and they found each other.
There are many ways to date right now, Delphin says, and overall, through her business, Mass Match, she sees people giving each other more of a chance.
They're going in slower and deeper. They're feeling less pressure, and they feel isolated. So they look forward to talking to someone. They're not as judgmental.
Delphin has a lot of dating advice. Most of it hasn't changed, but she used to tell her clients to meet up quickly, not to get to know someone by phone or email, because one typo or misheard comment and they're off the list. But now, video calls are the way to go.
Which is interesting because video dating was the original dating services back in the 1970s.
Steve Penner goes by the name Your Profile Doctor. He worked at eHarmony for years and launched the long-running dating service in Boston called Lunch Dates. Few people are doing that these days.
Think about what it was like before the pandemic. There were single people going on 2-3 dates a week. I'll meet this person, I'll meet that person. It's changed. It's just changed dramatically.
This time, he says, reminds him of what happened during the AIDS crisis. And after 9/11, everything just stopped for a while. And then life resumed.
What will be very interesting looking forward is how the vaccine is going to impact dating. Eventually the question is, have you had the vaccine?
Another question lingers for some. Does anything change for couples who met under such restricted circumstances like Fattoruso and Sumer when life resumes as we know it?
How it will shift our relationship, because we do spend so much time at home, and I'm definitely more introverted and comfortable with the amount of time that we've been spending at home, whereas I know that he's more social.
To be honest, my point of view is that I don't think anything can get worse than this. So if it had worked out under these conditions.
What a couple. For New England Public Media, I'm Jill Kaufman.